see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue.
Almost 9 minutes after the hour here on the Crystal Frost Show, WTCM News Talk 580. Vic McCarty filling in for the vacationing. Crystal Frost, along with the lovely and talented Colleen Wares, and it's Wednesday, and that means one thing and one thing only. Bonnie Pinto in studio with us from the Travel Authority. Good morning, Bonnie. How are you this morning?
I am doing great, and this is a very special morning. It's always special when I have the opportunity to interview this particular guest. This is the long-distance guest that we have, because joining us from Dublin, Ireland, is Catherine Riley. She is the managing director for over 30 years of the Dublin team for an incredible company called Brendan Vacations. Catherine, welcome to Travel Talk.
Oh, good morning, Catherine. Welcome.
Thank you. Good morning, or good afternoon, I should say, from sunny Dublin.
Oh, okay. I'm glad it's sunny over there. So we're doing pretty well over here as well with weather. It's always exciting when you join us, and it's time for us to, you know, travel in 2019 in the cozy season. What is that?
Oh, the cozy season. Well, when we talk about how beautiful the weather is right now, the cozy season is a little bit later on in the year, and people maybe planning travel right now could perhaps think of Ireland and Scotland, for October, November, December, and into next year also. But there is still time for 2019. So, you know, it's a great time to travel, because maybe there's less crowds. You'll always get your first choices. And then, of course, there's probably more economical airfares and travel in general would be better value at that time.
Definitely. We see that all the time. Ireland and Scotland are just so popular with our clients. We find a lot of people coming in going, it's on my list, and I'm really going to go. And we'll talk about, you know, what they want to do. And Brendan Vacations just comes up because, you know, this year marks, what, the 50th anniversary of welcoming guests?
I know, how exciting, 50 years. And it's been our privilege, really, to, you know, showcase our homelands to all of our visitors over the years. So, you know, it's what we like to do, to offer everybody the Cath Mila Fáilte, 100,000 welcomes. And to be sure that everybody who travels with us feels that welcome, we want to make sure to connect them with the locals every step along the way, because I think it's meeting with the locals when you travel, learning something new, just seeing things from a different viewpoint is what travel is all about, and it's what it gives to us. It's constantly giving back, and, you know, it enriches our lives when we travel and meet other people.
Well, Catherine, I know you have an incredible Dublin team, and you're passionate. There's no doubt about it. I've known you for quite a while, and you really pride yourself, and I love this, is rolling out the green carpet for each guest, mm-hmm. right?
Yes, because really, you know, my team and I have been with Brendan Vacations for many years. I'm almost afraid to add up all of the years we have between us in experience. But during that time, it's been wonderful because we've gotten to know each and every nook and cranny of Ireland and Scotland, but also we know the various different characters and hoteliers, travel directors and guides and chauffeurs, everybody we put our visitors in front of. We know them for years, and it's through those connections that we can really, you know, make sure that our guests have real local experiences.
Well, Catherine, you can't get any more local than you. I mean, when we're talking about your team, I mean, you personally inspect the different venues that you're using, but the hotels, in fact, some people refer to as the hotels and accommodations as Catherine's collection, because they do have to pass your approval on all of this to make sure that the quality is there, right?
Yes, because really, that's what we want everybody to experience. So whether they stay in, you know, an 800-year-old castle or our wonderful bed and breakfast gems, we want to be sure that that same quality is there for our guests. And the fact that we visit them regularly and that we know them in most instances personally makes for a very good welcome for our guests. Because, you know, we like to be... yours, Bonnie, and your agency's eyes and ears on the ground in the destination. So, you know, we are promising you and then you to your clients that we will take care of all of the details and every step along the way for our travelers.
And Catherine, I can if I'm looking to go to Ireland or Scotland, I can choose the way I want to travel, right? Because you have different ways in which people can take the various tours and be with you.
That's correct. I mean, we say Brendan just does Ireland and Scotland, and I mean, that's lucky in a way because it makes these two destinations, our homelands, makes the experience very personal and intimate for all of our guests. But it does offer us then an opportunity to showcase Ireland and Scotland however way our guests would like to travel. So we say anything in a kilt, which means just Ireland and Scotland, and then whichever way you would like to travel. So we have various travel styles from our guided vacations, totally hassle-free, traveling around on a motor coach with a travel director being with our guests every step along the way. Then we have our chauffeur trips, where you can have a family or just somebody celebrating a special occasion or milestone coming and over on a chauffeur trip where they can personalize their trip to their every need. And then we have an exciting way to travel and, you know, very romantic, locally hosted rail trips where you can go from each destination by train. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, we have our self-drive vacations where, you know, we put all of the accommodations and everything together, point you in the right direction, and then you drive yourself around and the roads of Ireland and Scotland on your very own discovery.
But Catherine, whatever way you travel, what I love is the fact that you are in country. You are there. There's representation. There's everybody there. So that if somebody gets them to the destination and they're there and they're going, gee, I would love to see if I can go to this. What do you think? You're there, and you're also there in case they need you for some reason.
Absolutely, and that again is how, you know, we want to offer support, whichever amount of support you might need while you're traveling with us. And if traveling on a guided vacation with somebody with you every step along the way is your cup of tea, we provide that. But also, if you want to have a more independent trip, we're right here, like you say, in the destination, not only helping you plan the itineraries, but being there while you're here, to offer extra advice and point you in the right direction. But, you know, on the odd occasion when things don't go as planned, you know, we're there to make sure that we can fix it right there and then.
Absolutely. And also, being part of the family and the accessory, you know, your accessories is really, and there's so much of that going on, correct?
Yes, we tend to see so many shows now and about tracing your ancestry. I mean, it's become a hobby, actually. You know, so, and some people get very, very involved in it, and it's like, I suppose, like any hobby, some people get very involved in it and others just dip their toe in from time to time. So if people... and we do, of course, have such a, particularly in the United States, so many people claiming Irish heritage and Scottish ancestry. So, you know, if those people have done some research, maybe they're just a little bit curious and they want to come and walk in the footsteps of their ancestry, others will want to be as involved as, you know, being custodians of the family tree for the future. So whichever, point on the spectrum you might want to be, are on before you travel, we can help you along the way by giving you little information or as much as you would want. And I suppose those who want lots of information might want to even meet up with a genealogist when they're here.
Oh,
and we can make that
like
happen.
That, yeah.
Yeah, it's really amazing that you had the gathering. It was about 2 years ago?
We always think like that was in 2013.
Oh my gosh, I remember talking to you back then about the gathering. It was an incredible experience for this.
Yes, and it was a great way at the time for Ireland to reach out to, I suppose, the wider diaspora, you know, and try and encourage people to come back to Ireland for whether it was a meeting or whether it was just for families to come. But the legacy of that, campaign in 2013 lives on, and we still see people coming back for, you know, to visit with family, to reunite with family, to find family they didn't even know they had. So it's wonderful.
And there's something for everybody, right? It was just, it's so vast out there, the selections.
Yes. Whether people are culture seekers, whether they're, you know, wanting to come to investigate their ancestry. But, you know, Ireland and Scotland are for the young and the young at heart altogether. You know, we have, you know, a culture that has dates back thousands and thousands of years, but we also have a very fun, modern culture, also a very youthful population, and they're all so willing to tell their story. So whether you want to do something like you haven't done for a while you're here in Ireland, like, you know, ride a bicycle, go on horseback, go kayaking. You know, we're very, very close to the great outdoors, so hiking and biking is around every corner. But also, you know, if you want to just go in a jaunting car around the parks in Killarney National Park, it's, you know, such wonderful opportunities just to do some real adventure, whether it be soft adventure or a little bit more strenuous. We can help you out with all of that.
Well, and they're grand adventures, but we cannot forget the opportunity to maybe sip a few things, savor some food. I mean, the food and it is so exciting, too.
Yes, and I suppose, you know, one of our best-kept secrets in Ireland and Scotland is the food. And thankfully now we have so many local producers and local artisans, you know, getting together, especially these, to showcase not just their what they're doing themselves and their family farms, but also in their communities. And it's a great way for, again, for travel to both benefit us as travellers, but the local communities as well, because it's a win-win for both if you're able, while travelling, to sustain these local communities by, you know, going and visiting their farms, eating their produce. Mm-hmm. And we have lots of young people now, and in probably every town and village, Bonnie, it's wonderful that we have youngsters who are, you know, showcasing their foods or drinks on tours in their native towns. And what a great way for the guests to, you know, sip and savour their way through Ireland or Scotland and meet with the locals. Lots of new craft breweries and distilleries popping up along the way. So it's people, I suppose, changing their trajectory in terms of their employment and everything, looking at what they have on their local farms and seeing, you know, what else can we do to make this sustainable. And that's been very worthwhile for us in the travel business to be able to support.
Well, it's interesting because I know when our clients come back, they'll say, you know, the stories that we heard and the people we met and how up close and personal we had that opportunity, it kind of brought ours, you know, brings ours to life, you know, because there's a sharing of things that are going on in our world and their world and all that. And that's what we hear, that it's a incredible experience. But it's now branched out into something that's really interesting. Go behind the scenes with some famous film locations. Gee, what kind of famous films have we been seeing in Ireland and Scotland these days, or shows?
Well, I'm sure, you know, with I'm not sure who are Game of Thrones fans out there, but there certainly are lots of them. The same with Outlander, these books, and then turned into a series also that showcase Scotland. And, of course, the latest Star Wars movies were also filmed, and their locations are on the west coast of Ireland. But these shows are opening up Ireland and Scotland to new audiences, which is very, very exciting, because you're wandering around up in Northern Ireland now and you see these people with these passports, and they have all the various locations associated with the Game of Thrones that they want to go visit, take their photographs, and then have their passport stamped to say that they were there. So it's wonderful. The same way as over in Scotland, when we go visit the battlefields of Culloden now, you know, gone are the days when we just spoke about Bonnie Prince Charlie. We now have to make sure we remember to include Jamie and Claire and all the shenanigans that went on when they were there. So it's all very, very good.
It's great history, and you have some tours that are like the design for these as well. But also, let's not forget the opportunity for our people who love in our area that love to play a round of golf. You have some of the most magnificent courses in the world between Scotland and Ireland, right?
Yes, we do. And, you know, Scotland, the home of golf, and then Ireland, of course, too, has these magnificent golf links and links courses all around our coast. This year we're hosting the British Open up in Northern Ireland in Portrush in July. So we have, for golf spectators and golf lovers, a real opportunity for them to come and visit Ireland and Scotland and play golf while they're here. And some of our guests, when they travel, just want to play golf once or twice because they're actually here. Mm-hmm. And others might want to, you know, put together a golf itinerary and have golfers and non-golfers alike traveling, and that is not a problem for us. We can do both. We can cater to both. Some people, all we ask is that they take their golf shoes. We can do everything else, provide everything else for them. And also, of course, some people like to travel with their golf clubs, and that's fine as well. So just be sure to let us know so we make available the right size of car to accommodate both the travelers and their golf clubs.
Catherine, as we go into 2020, what's new that's going on? You know, what's trending that you're seeing?
Well, I think family travel is still, people just wanting that time to reconnect with their own families, and more multi-generational families traveling together. That's one thing we're seeing. We're seeing that people are booking closer in, mm-hmm. So we all have to be ready for that. I think gone are the days, too, when people will just want to come to a destination and have things pointed out to them. I think they want trips that are more immersive. And the food, of course, the sipping and savouring is a lot, a lot to offer there. So it's the connections with the locals that we're wanting to make sure that everybody sees. And I think also wanting to get a little bit off the beaten track. And, you know, for 2020, we will introduce a couple of new itineraries that, you know, maybe allow that a little bit for those who perhaps have been before, mm-hmm. or, and maybe want to see more of Northern Ireland or more of, you know, all of the west coast of Ireland and, you know, have a more immersive trip there. So it's just about, I suppose, opening up areas that obviously were always there, but maybe not pointed out enough to our, mm-hmm. our visitors.
Right, and we can't forget the iconic Ashford Castle, because who would not want to stay mm-hmm. in a castle?
Mm-hmm.
And this one is amazing. Before we run out of time, because I want to talk about the Treadwright as well, give me the quick experience if I go to Ashford Castle.
Well, it's absolutely stunningly beautiful. It's on a 360-acre estate, very regal, 83 or four bedrooms, all immaculately, individually decorated, stunningly beautiful. The castle itself was previous home of the Guinness family, and it's now owned by another family called the Tolman family, and is part of the Red Carnation collection of properties. It's a very iconic spot, and you know, not only are you able to stay in this beautiful castle, but the grounds are stunning, and you can do wonderful things like the ancient art of falconry. So it is really an opportunity. And how often do you get one to stay in an 800-year-old castle?
You never get that opportunity. And talking about opportunities, the Treadwright Foundation, basically, what it's making a difference, isn't it, Catherine?
Yes, and each of we're, like I said, we're part of a family of brands, the Travel Corporation, our sister companies like Trafalgar, Inside Vacations, and UniWorld River Cruising, and also, of course, Ashford Castle and the Red Carnation Hotel Group. And, of course, our very own Brendan Vacations are all part of the same family of brands. And the Travel Corporation itself has a, you know, what we call Treadwright. And this is an organization that really just is there to give back and support tourism ventures that really give back to communities. And we have these in several areas around the world. But in Ireland itself, a number of years ago, the visitor centre at our magnificent Giant's Causeway burnt down, and the Travel Corporation were in a position to help them rebuild this sustainable state-of-the-art visitor centre. So we're very proud of that, but we're also proud of what we do just for local communities through travel. One of them would be, and I know you're familiar with this term, Be My Guest, where we actually take our guests into family homes and dine with the locals. So we're supporting the communities in these farms or local homes, but it's a win-win for our travellers too, because they get to meet locals in a very different way and share a meal with them.
Well, we had a very different day today, didn't we, Vic?
Yes, we did.
You know, to have the opportunity to spend time talking to Catherine Riley, who's the managing director, based in Dublin, Ireland, really is quite a difference of a day for us. And, and to share these experiences, because Brendan Vacations is an amazing company.
I really want to go to Ireland. I've never traveled across, and that's the first place I want to go.
I hear that a lot.
I want to see my McCarty brethren over there, so...
Hey,
oh,
and I'm a Haggerty. I'm my mother, a Haggerty.
Oh, there you go.
So
Well, it's your duty to come then.
Definitely.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, Catherine, thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate it.
Not at all. And thank you, everybody, and all your listeners for listening to me. Thank you.
You bet.
It's a delight.
Care.
Yeah, you bet. Oh, that's great. Yeah, I do want to go to Ireland. That's where I want to go.
Mm-hmm.
Right on my bucket list. Bonnie Potosi, the Travel Authority. Thank you so much.
You bet, Vic.
Stay with us, folks.